Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily, first thing before you do any other thing. Welcome also to Friday, the 16th day in May. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. This shall not just be another weekend. It shall be a special one for you and your family. Someone planned to travel to the village or to another city or country this weekend. You shall go in peace and return in joy. God's presence shall go with you. Anoint yourself, speak over the day and the journey, and go. All those with ceremonies this weekend and next, open your hand. Wedding, burial, naming, birthday, housewarming, ordination, and so on. Thus says the Lord. My presence shall be with you on this ceremony. It shall be a huge success. I will supply all you need, both financially and materially. The ceremony will not stress you. I am in control. Wow, that's God's voice for all concerned. Be at peace. Make your plan, but don't stress yourself. All shall be well. I'm saying the word multiple. Open your hand again. Get ready for multiple blessings, multiple restoration and compensation. From now on, your life shall be struggle-free. Who is this? God said, I shall prophesy on you for the wind of untimely death to blow away. Touch your head gently to receive this. May the evil wind of untimely death blow away over you and members of your family. The death sentence pronounced on you from some covens is hereby canceled. You shall not die but live to fulfill God's purpose for your life. Say to yourself, I shall not die but live. Say so three times. Amen and amen. Someone is experiencing pain. Lay hand on where you are experiencing pain. Somebody has just gone through surgery and you are recuperating. Lay hand on that place also. I prophesy, be healed. Be sickness and disease free. You are set free. From now on, recuperate fast. All concerned, say amen. Yes. Believe it and start exercising your faith. Be saying, I am healed, I am healed, and be acting so. May 16th celebrate your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your new age is blessed. You shall grow up gracefully. This time next year, you'll be celebrating it at another level. God will give you special gift and inspire people to bless you financially and materially today. Happy birthday. Right? We get 3 weeks. For teaching through question and answers, many of our listeners love knowledge and wisdom acquisition week. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy. There are 9 spiritual gifts of the Holy Spirit. Why is it that people talk or rate speaking in tongues more than others? 2, what is the meaning of born of water and of the Spirit in John chapter 3 verse 5? Wow. No, I don't think the 9 gifts are rated above one another. What happened is this. The 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 8 to 10 are grouped in 3 classifications. 1, gift of revelation, which are word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirit. 2, gift of power, having to do with supernatural manifestation. Gift of faith, of healing, and working miracles. Then the last class, gift of utterance, having to do with speaking out, which are prophecy, diverse kind of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. The reason some people may think the speaking in tongues is rated high is because it is under utterance. You speak and people hear. You pray, you praise, and you intercede with it publicly or even privately. All the gifts and even the fruit of the Holy Spirit are equally important and therefore our spiritual development and doing the work of God. We should desire and operate in them all. As for John 3:5, different interpretation has been given by different scholars. This was Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus. My own understanding of it is, born of water refers to water baptism after salvation experience. And of the Spirit refers to Holy Spirit regenerative work in the believer. Next. Good morning, Daddy. Is it good for a Christian to attend Ogugu festival in the village? It takes place every 3 years, and all the villagers come around from all over the world. It is also the opportunity to meet people you have not met for a long time. Please, sir, I want you to advise me as my spiritual daddy. Wow, I will do so as your spiritual daddy. My sincere advice is in 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Abstain or flee, keep off from all appearance of evil. I know that there is so much talk these days of African Renaissance, the revival of African culture. Much of our cultural practices and beliefs, although not all, but much of it has idol worship connection, especially back in our villages. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. In Acts chapter 15, verses 19 and 20, please read it. The newly born again believers in the Acts of Apostles, the early church, the apostles of Jesus Christ wrote to them to abstain and stay away from pollution of idols, among other things. Yes, some people may talk or misunderstand us. True believers should still stay away from village rituals. They are more of invocation of ancestral spirits and idol worship. My take, please. Next, Daddy. Good evening, sir. I have complained of this, that my daily turning point does not get to me on time till the afternoon. Even today, as I'm typing this message, I've not received today's turning point. Sir, I don't know what is happening. Wow, I'm very concerned about everyone receiving turning point daily and timely. Turning point should get to your phone by around 12 midnight or latest between 12 and 2 a.m. Yes, the challenge you are having may likely be network problem where you are, how strong the network is in your area. Again, join the Telegram channel. I have been emphasizing this lately, and this is for all TPGF members and listeners all over the world. Even if you are receiving regularly on WhatsApp, still join our Telegram channel. As I keep saying, Telegram delivers timely, and we have, there is no threat of taking us down for our bulk message sending, unlike WhatsApp that had threatened to do so. And they have started doing so, taking down one of our line managers' number, losing contact with 10,000 members. That is painful at a go. Again, turning point is now on WhatsApp channel. How to join? Simply open WhatsApp updates and search for TPGF and follow to start receiving messages and other information without delay. Please do all. We don't want to lose anyone on turning point, and I know you also don't want to stop receiving turning point. Finally, chat with your line manager on this complaint. You have the number. That is the number sending it to you. That's your line manager. You should please receive turning point. You should get to everyone 12 midnight, wherever you are. Well, we will do more tomorrow. Rebroadcast this to your contact. Tomorrow is communion service online. Prepare your communion element. Join us online on our live broadcast tonight at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Nigeria time. I am back. Have you transmitted your tithe on your earning lately? Please do. Please be a faithful tither to the fertile soil of TPGF if God is leading you that way. We do not compel anyone to tithe to us. We teach according to the word of God, and we leave everyone to act according to your faith and conviction. Then battle seed, thanksgiving seed, partnership commitment seed, then the 555 seed. We are sowing this fifth month of the years. Others have done theirs. Please do yours. We owe God our tithe obligation as long as we live for the expansion and the growth of his kingdom. You cannot claim to love God and not be giving for the expansion of his kingdom. The testimonies you are listening to should convince you that paying tithe and seed to the kingdom, fertile soil of TPGF, works wonders. If you do what they do, you will get what they are getting. If you want us to send you the commission's account number for your tithing and givings, simply send a WhatsApp message of request to +234 809 7894000. It shall be sent. I prophesy goodness and mercy and favor of God upon your life. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.